Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Both parties say Congress needs to pass police reform legislation, but what kind? Ohio Representative Jim Jordan is ranking Republican on the House Judiciary Committee, which yesterday heard testimony on racial profiling and police brutality. He's shepherding GOP plans for police reform in the House. So, Congressman Jordan, first, your thoughts on the moment that brought us here when you saw that tape of George Floyd being killed.
It's a tragedy. It never should have happened. As I said yesterday in the hearing, it's as wrong can be. Speaking to Mr. Floyd's brother yesterday, said that George Floyd's killers are going to face justice, and we hope it's as swift as possible. And I said the same thing to Miss Underwood Jacob about her brother, Pat, who lost his life with rioters, attacked him in Oakland, and as a federal officer was killed there. That is as wrong can be and never should have happened. His killers are going to face justice as well.
Very sad. A drive-by shooting of a federal security guard. Officials are still investigating if it was related to the protests, but all the unrest was ignited by the killing of George Floyd. And Congressman Jordan, Democrats say they are responding. Their plan calls for tracking and prosecuting police misconduct, restricting the use of deadly force, and a ban on chokeholds. Right now, there's a patchwork of bans across the country. Republican Senator Tim Scott, leading the Senate plan, says he shares the Democrats' goal of banning chokeholds, but wants more data, to which Democrats say, what more do you need to know? Will you have a chokehold ban in your plan?
We're working with Senator Scott. We're working with everyone, frankly. We've talked with folks at the Department of Justice, folks at the White House, and we're talking with Democrats. I mean, I thought the tone of yesterday's hearing was pretty darn good. We don't know when the legislation will be finalized, but Senator Scott is doing a lot of work and has a lot of good things in his bill that I think many members on the House side appreciate.
Well, yeah, and you just expressed sympathy earlier about someone who lost an officer, and you're talking to someone who has a beloved relative who is a police officer.
Yep.
Many who do feel that part of what this is about making it safer for police officers by getting rid of things like chokeholds. So will you have a chokehold ban?
We're looking at that concept and may, in fact, be in the legislation. Like I said, we're talking to everyone, and you're right.
It may be.
Well, we're looking at many departments have already gotten rid of that that technique as well. So that's something that, again, we're talking with everyone. This idea you're hearing from the left about defunding the police is the most insane, ridiculous public policy proposal I have ever heard. So those.
Well, let's take that up for a second, because we have sound from yesterday. In yesterday's hearing, you took time to criticize what you said was Democrats refusing to speak out against calls to defund the police. Let's listen to you.
It is pure insanity to defund the police. And the fact that my Democrat colleagues won't speak out against this crazy policy is just that frightening.
But Congressman, top names have spoken out. Let's listen.
No, I don't support defunding the police.
I don't believe that you should disband police departments.
That's Democratic Representative Karen Bass. She's taking the lead on police reform legislation. Before that, of course, Joe Biden. And there are many other voices who have said we're not for defunding the police. Some cities are talking about less militarization money, taking some money from police and moving it back to departments like social work and removing from police the burden of doing some of this extra work they're doing. And Congressman Jordan, it sounds like you were throwing a match where there's no wood. Why would
not
you say
it.
That?
Robin, the mayors of the two largest cities in our country have both been for defunding the police. The Democrat Party started off this Congress. They started this Congress off by saying they were going to abolish ICE. Then they said, no, we're going to abolish the Department of Homeland Security. And now they're saying we're going to defund and abolish police departments. The mayors of the two largest cities, Mayor de Blasio and Mayor Garcetti, have both said they want to defund the police. And in Minneapolis, they have a veto-proof majority on their city council who has said they want to abolish the police department.
You said no Democrats have spoken out against it. And there's many more. Jim Clyburn told his colleagues, don't be distracted by defunding.
The squad is using it as a way to raise money for Democrats in the upcoming election. It's a three-word sentence. Defund the police. If it's not about defunding the police, then I would change the sentence.
You said no Democrats, and so we were asking you about that comment, which isn't true. Look, Congressman Jordan, there are reports that you and other Republicans have been kind of caught on your back foot here, that you were unprepared for this moment in history, and you have been saying to us that there's going to be a plan, but are you going to have the plan by Friday as promised?
Didn't promise a plan by Friday. But we are working on putting together legislation, and we're working with the people I've talked about, and we will continue to do that. I think this is an important enough issue, Robin, not to do it fast, but to get it right. You know, it might have been nice if the Democrats actually talked to us before they introduced their bill. They didn't want to do that. But we're going to work with everyone to try to do what's best for the American people.
Members of the Trump administration have said they don't believe there's any systemic racism in U.S. law enforcement, but the data belies that. And 70% of Americans feel that George Floyd's killing is part of a bigger systemic problem. President Trump spent time this week spreading a falsehood about an elderly protester. Do you worry that your party, the party of Lincoln, and has a chance now to reclaim that title, has the wrong leader for this moment?
No, President Trump has been an outstanding leader. This president, the First Step Act, that's one of the biggest prison reforms done in history. This president has the economic, prior to the coronavirus, what we had done economically with the lowest unemployment in 50 years in this country that was helping all Americans. This president has been an outstanding leader on so many issues, and I appreciate that, and I think the American people appreciate that, and they appreciate the vision he laid out a week and a half ago where he talked about healing, not hatred, where he talked about justice, not chaos. That is what we want.
Ohio's Jim Jordan, the ranking Republican member of the Judiciary Committee. Congressman Jordan, thank you.
Thanks, Robin.